This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Reminding you to stay safe during the quarantine. Make sure you wash your hands and wear a mask if you go out in public. And, just enjoy some music today. Oh, I gotta go get back to a pork butt.
Kermit, you pervert.
He is a pervert.
That's why we like Kermit.
We gotta get a hold of our awesome voice guy and see if he can get us some new things.
Well, I gotta have something else to talk about.
Well, the election. Let's do something with the election.
I don't know if you can do Biden or Trump.
Oh, that'd be awesome if you could do. Anybody can do Biden. I mean, we're gonna. You go to a nursing home and find someone that could talk like Biden.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll get to that in a second.
I know.
Welcome to Off the Hook Radio on this Labor Day, September 7th,
2020.
I want to start tonight's show. I want to start tonight's show with a moment of sheer brilliance, such as the world has rarely seen. And no, I'm not talking about me and CB.
What about me, asshole?
Wow.
We go back and count the times. Let me ask this question since you two are really smart.
You know what? Just for that. What time is this show over?
Not 11? Soon enough.
Whenever the hell we want.
Wait, guess what?
What?
It's a world of laughter, a world of... I really should make you listen to it for the whole way.
They actually cut that song out.
They did. I heard that.
Ride out, didn't they?
No, not the ride, just the song. And at least that's what the article I read.
Apparently, I'm not the only one who was causing trauma the rest of their lives. Jesus.
And
anyway.
Deservedly so.
No, this is a moment of sheer brilliance such as the world has rarely seen. And it's exactly what we need to lead us into the future. Go ahead.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives... when you think about it.
I'm not sure I got that. You want to play that again for me? Make sure I understood it.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
You know the thing.
Do we know what the context of that was?
He was trying to talk about how many people died from COVID. Like,
No. I understand that, but like, where did it occur?
Who knows?
He was
major delay in the hockey game. Barzal, one of the best player for the New York Islanders, just got pissed about something, and he smashed his stick against the window, and he broke it.
It's called the glass, the window.
The window, and you're
the window. Yeah, you're a hockey fan.
I am a hockey fan. I know it's called the glass.
What a loser.
Thank you. Speaking of losers, Tampa Bay is up 5-1.
Many years ago when they expanded the National Hockey League, some of the guys who would put the boards and the glass back up when the games were going to be played didn't realize that the glass only went in one way.
Oh, God.
And they put it in backwards, and they were shattering all over the place because the glass itself gets used to warm air on one side and cold air on the other. And it did not react well to that. Rookies.
Well, they'll probably be in Biden's cabinet. Anyway, old Joe doesn't have much going on for him except for the media, the Marxists, and the fascists. And close to 50% of Americans just kills me. But that's okay. If you're a half-wit and you've been told Trump's evil for 95% of his presidency, I guess you might start believing it. You know, we told you about Biden liking to swim naked in front of his female Secret Service officers when he was vice president. That's well-documented fact. Yo, fuck you and real Linda. Okay? It's a fact. Look it up. Oh, God, these liberals. And we all know how he gropes and sniffs females every chance he gets from age 6 to 60. Well, we got a story here that reminded us all of that fact. Matter of fact, I think CB has found a relative of Joe Biden's in Oklahoma.
I do my best.
This could be Joe's long-lost brother. We meet our hero at the Taco Bell drive-thru in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Headed for the border.
Yeah, the police had him be called for Joe's younger brother just before 9 o'clock last Saturday night. He went through the drive-thru. Normal thing, right? You want to get some crappy food.
Sure. Night,
you know, you catch a buzz, you get munchies.
Crappy.
You go to Taco Bell.
There's a Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, some of the best fast food there is. I don't know what's really food.
There's no such thing as good at fast food. Good fast food.
Yeah, Taco Bell is.
Yeah, Taco Bell is not good. Anyway, this is just before 9 o'clock last Saturday night. Cops responded in reference to a man going through the drive-thru naked. Just like Joe swims. According to police reports, the man who goes by the name Christopher Sale, 61, was in his vehicle at the drive-thru completely naked. He paid for his order at the restaurant and then reportedly asked the employees for an additional taco. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to sit there.
He wanted more food.
He wanted the girls at the drive-thru to watch him some more. That's what he wanted. One of the employees wasn't comfortable with this, and another employee just gave him the extra taco. And then he says, can I have more sauce? He didn't want to leave.
Was his package like all just flopped right out there in the driver's seat? I mean,
he was naked.
So they gave him the sauce.
Yeah, but I mean,
what do you think he did? Tuck it underneath him?
Maybe. They gave him the sauce and he turns back and asks for napkins.
He wanted to cover his package.
Yeah, I think he wanted to jerk
That's
off.
That's what the taco's for.
He wanted to jerk off the fire sauce. He was going to jerk off the fire sauce and then he
Jesus.
That would hurt.
All right. So he asked for the napkins after he got the sauce and then he eventually left. And he drives around and he comes back and asks for more sauce.
That must be some damn good sauce.
When police were able to detain Sale, they told him he was hungry. And that all of his clothes were in the washer. He also stated to police that he didn't know it was against the law to drive naked.
Well, no, it's probably not against the law to drive naked. But when he pulled up to the window and somebody else saw him, that becomes indecent exposure at that point.
Well, what is it when a vice president of the United States swims naked in front of female Secret Service agents?
Well,
that's something the media wants to ignore.
Well,
that's what that is.
Know, you're right. The media wants to ignore it, but here's the thing. When these Secret Service agents take their oath of their office, I mean, one of the things is that, you know, they have to deal with, I mean, if the Secret Service agent wasn't being groped, which I'm sure he groped them, but it, you know, just watching, having to be there while he swims in his pool naked. It is what it is.
One Secret Service agent got suspended for 3 months for shoving Biden when he posed for a picture with him. With his fiance, and he put his hand on his fiance's tit.
Well, that's not good.
Well, yeah, but Biden does that all the time, and I guess he figures, I get a picture, I get a free feel.
He did it to his niece there, that one that's being scrubbed all over the internet.
Yeah. So he grabbed the Secret Service agent's fiance's boob for the picture. The guy saw it and shoved him, and he got suspended for 3 months because they had to do something, but the Secret Service was like, we're not going to fire him over shoving a pervert grabbing his fiance's tit. So
yeah, that's
the media will not tell you that story either, but it is true. You can look it up. Speaking of total messes like Biden, In case you haven't noticed, California is a complete mess. Unfortunately, some of it's on purpose. They're keeping the economy closed to hurt the overall economic numbers before the election. That's obvious. They're not the only ones doing it. Right, New Jersey? But I'm thinking karma might becoming involved here. The heat in California is like getting ridiculous. It's like 106 in LA today. And their green power can't cut it. They got outages all over the place. They also got fires raging everywhere because they won't clear the brush. Matter of fact, one of those fires, though, started on one of those baby announcement things. You know, the show is blue or red. They set off some pyrotechnics and film it so everybody can see it. Look how clever we are showing you what our baby's going to be. Well, that started one of the five major fires in California right now.
Awesome. So, baby reveal.
So, yeah, so that isn't liberalism. That's just moronism. But they also just passed a bill that basically starts legalizing pedophilia. And we'll talk about that in a second. But since people aren't allowed to go to church because, you know, you can go to Walmart, you can go to Home Depot, but you can't practice your First Amendment rights in California, or your Second Amendment for that matter. Since you can't go to church, the church apparently is coming to the people. Or they were. In Oakland, police raided an Oakland establishment that calls itself a church and seized drugs and money.
Send lawyers drugs and money?
Warren Zevon. I love that. Man, that's a good... We could play that at the end. Instead of Hoobastank.
What song?
Lawyers, Send drugs, lawyers, and money. Lawyers, guns, and money.
Warren Zevon.
Yeah. Okay. 1970s.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
He's dead, but it's a great song. It's like he's a guy who did Werewolves of London. David Hodges, leader of the Zidore Church of I looked at this and I thought I could say it. No, I can't.
What else is new?
It's the Zidore Church of Ethiogenic Plants. There you go. I got it.
Of what?
Ethiogenic plant. Hey, you're a member of the Church of the Jedi, so just shut up.
What the hell is an ethiogenic plant?
I have no clue. But it probably has something to do with all the magic mushrooms that were in the safe. They got together a range of about $200,000 worth of stuff, mainly mushrooms and cannabis product and some cash. Surveillance videos and photos that were posted on Instagram show the August 13 drug raid in progress. The leader of the church posted the Instagram thing, showed the cops busting his church. They forced the front door open with the help of firefighters using heavy equipment. They opened the safe. The property is in East Oakland. And the leader of the church thinks they went overboard. Not only did they have well over 20 Oakland PD officers out there, but they had 8 firefighters to break into our safe. I'm surprised they didn't even burn the building down. In some of the video, you could see sparks bouncing off toilet paper and paper towels when they're cutting open the safe. Oakland police say this was an illegal business that was selling hallucinogenic mushrooms and cannabis.
Yeah, that's what ethiogenic plants are. They're naturally occurring psychedelics like psilocybin, peyote.
Okay.
Oh, God. And they built their religion around it. I love it.
How do I join this religion?
Well, I want to defend the church. Your parishioners are allowed to go to church in California. You know, Herr Gavin Newsom, the so-called governor, has banned churches.
Here's what I think about him.
Loser.
Oh, sorry.
What a loser.
There you go.
Oh, God, yeah.
I had the volume turned down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
That sort of ruined the whole effect.
Well, I was trying to fix the song that you guys wanted me to change at the end, and I didn't want it to accidentally air while I was fixing it on the soundboard, so I apologize. I turned the volume down.
Well, he's such a loser, he couldn't even keep Kimberly Guilfoyle, man. He had one of the most prime choice pieces of lawyer in California there as his wife, and he couldn't even hold on to her, so he's a loser. But I'm thinking, because people can't go to the church, their offerings are down. So they've had to turn to this to support the church and keep going. I mean, what's the difference between this and Nancy Pelosi's hairdresser getting $500 to illegally open the hair salon and take care of her eminence?
You know, that's because it didn't involve drugs.
Well, it involved kind of opening a business that isn't allowed to be open.
I understand that, but the business commerce itself is
you're not
illegal.
Allowed to do.
I understand that, but it's. I mean, in normal circumstances, you're allowed to, you know, cut and wash people's hair. In normal circumstances, you're not allowed to sell psychedelics.
I'm pretty much sure that. Oh. Yep, 6-1, Tampa. Sorry. This is embarrassing. They should just call the whole series right now. I'm pretty sure though that if the economies of Michigan and New York, New Jersey, California were all open, and Illinois were all open within reason with social distancing and masks and whatever the fuck you need to do, and not screwing everybody just to make the economy look bad, that the economy would look good enough that Trump could actually claim that we're coming back already and it's going to be like 2019. And even the media wouldn't be able to argue about it. But they're keeping it closed. So the media can go, Trump's exaggerating. Well, he's not exaggerating. They're doing it on purpose. Fuck you. But yeah, I mean, come on. It's buy a little weed. Get a few mushrooms. Support your church.
It wasn't weed. It was not weed.
They had weed in the safe. They had weed in the safe, and they had mushrooms.
Yes, but their religion is based on psychedelic, naturally occurring psychedelics. I'm sorry. It's just not what you can do.
Well, an Oakland cop did say, this is the first for-profit religious establishment I've seen in my 28 years.
They're all for profit, for Christ's sakes.
But Hodge insists it's a real church. They've got 20,000 followers.
I'm not surprised.
And the cannabis
Slim's
magic
ready
questions,
to join now.
Cannabis yeah. magic.
You know why yeah. we haven't heard from Slim?
Because I'm
just packing.
Because I'm signing up. I'm looking. Signing up. I'm Googling this shit right now.
It's an integral part of the religious experience.
Yeah. Sure.
Now here, just so you can tell this apart from Jediism, which you already belong to.
Who cares?
The core concept, the core concept of what we believe is our ancient ancestors came across these mushrooms, and being a hungry monkey who finds a bunch of these mushrooms, they were likely to eat a bunch of them. Maybe this church is racist. I don't know. And if you eat a lot of these mushrooms, you can have some very intense experiences that can only be described as spiritual visions.
Oh, is that what they call them nowadays?
Edit about religion. Hold on, I'm going to my Facebook. I got to fix all this shit. I'm changing shit now. I am.
But they want to do a civil lawsuit for violating their First Amendment rights based on the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I've got a feeling it's not going to fly.
All right. Wait. Here we go. Religious what? Views. How do I spell this now?
Well, Zide, Zide Door Church.
Well, Zide. Okay.
D-E, door. Zide Door Church, like side door with a Z.
All one word.
No.
And a church.
It's actually two words in here, but that's all right.
All right. So now my religious views are now Side Door Church. Cool.
Okay. Side Door Church.
I'm official. It's official.
Oakland Church of entheogenic plants, mushrooms, and cannabis.
Can you imagine being stoned on mushrooms and trying to pronounce the name of the church? Dude. I could barely pronounce it sober. I mean, that's a bitch. That word's horrible. I wasn't a biology major, okay? Give me a break.
I'm in.
All right. Well, anyway, the church.
Well, the problem, Slim, is I think they're now shut down.
Oh, that's okay.
When they open back up,
I'm first on the list.
No arrests were made. That's the weird thing. They confiscated the mushrooms and stuff, but no arrests.
Yeah, well, they probably confiscated about 100 pounds of mushrooms and recorded about five.
Yeah, well, of course. You know how that shit works.
Yeah, you can make some money selling that in the streets of Oakland. Oh, anyway. California's power problem is that's what you get when you put airheaded tree huggers in charge of your government. You guys want to know what's coming if you elect Biden? This is what's coming.
Venezuela.
Well, not quite. But we got too many rich liberals to let it get that bad. But they're having stage two power emergencies. So they've taken all, that means they've taken all the mitigating actions they can, but they can't provide the expected energy requirements. They've had temperatures up to 125 degrees. Like I said, it was 106 in L.A. And they've had to declare a state of emergency. But the reason they're having these problems is because they've got like 50% of their energy coming from renewable and green sources. You know, wind and solar. Okay? No, what you need is gas and oil. Then you could
nuclear,
keep the frickin'.
Don't forget nuclear,
you
power.
Keep, and nuclear, you could keep, well, not in California.
Crazy. No, I understand nuclear. That.
But then you could keep the damn air conditioners running. I mean, you can't even keep the air conditioners on. And the other thing is, when they started doing the rolling blackouts 2 weeks ago, because it got this bad when the temperatures were only in the 90s, and it's 10 degrees hotter now. Okay, they couldn't keep them on then, and these idiots are just like, okay, well, let's turn off this grid, and then we'll turn off this grid, and we'll turn off this grid, and they don't tell the people ahead of time. What if you're the person who's on a friggin' dialysis machine at home, or like my daughter when she was young, you need a breathing machine, and they
get
just turn off
the generator.
Yeah, they just turn off your damn power. And then mom and dad are at work. Who the hell's going to start the generator when you got to take your treatments? You know, it's just, it's bullshit. This is what the whole country is going to become. So wake the hell up, people. But it gets even worse. This is our bash California night, and they deserve it. Step one to legalize sex with kids just passed in California. It was Senate Bill 145. It's not full on child sex slavery yet. But it's too close for decent people to even stomach. It really is. Basically, what they're doing is it's a thing for sex offenders so that a judge can make the decision to say, oh, that sex with a minor is okay. Under current law, judges can make the decision in cases of voluntary but illegal vaginal sex with a minor age 14 to 17. So they already had that. So basically, if you're a 25-year-old guy and you pop a 15-year-old, okay, you're within 10 years of the minor's age, and the judge can say, well, that's not really rape. That's not really statutory rape in California anymore. Well, now they've expanded that. It now includes voluntary oral and anal sex with the same age parameters. The bill would not apply to any minor under age 14, nor would apply to any age gap larger than 10 years. And it would not apply if either party claims the sex was involuntary. But basically, if you're a 14-year-old cross-dresser and you want to be accepted, you can have sex with anybody under 24 that you want, and nobody's going to get in trouble. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in essence the same thing. It's if change that cross-dresser to a female having sex with a male, and that's okay.
Yeah.
According to California law, basically what they've done is they've made the law the same for normal heterosexual sex and homosexual.
Yeah.
Sex.
Now you don't need, it doesn't have to be penis to vaginal intercourse.
Correct.
You can do a little boys. You can do little boys any way you want.
Yes.
As long as the little boy says, okay.
Yes. In essence, that's it.
Yeah. So while it doesn't quite legalize pedophilia,
Well, it already was legal. Yeah, if it was heterosexual pedophilia, it was fine.
Which I wasn't even aware of, and that was bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. What they've done is they've created the same set of laws.
So the heterosexual one was the camel's nose under the tent.
Yeah, I have no idea how long that's been.
This one here, the whole frigging camel's inside the tent. Okay? And pretty soon, when they just eliminate all age requirements completely, the camels have run over the frigging tent. I mean, it's just frigging, this is not how America is supposed to be. We're supposed to protect our children.
Yeah, but look at one thing. Look at that down in Alabama with that trailer that they found those 30 kids in, and it took a week before anybody even covered it on any news. I mean, that should have been one of the biggest headlines in history, that 30 kids that have been missing, you know, were found in a trailer.
They're sold into sex trafficking.
I know, but that was just so not important and not even talked about or discussed until even a week later. And it was again, just a quick, you know, snippet, and we're back on to all the political bullshit.
I mean, compared to what California is allowing now, Jeffrey Epstein should walk. He shouldn't be dead. He should have just been alive. Oh, hell, those girls were 16, 17. He only kidnapped them a little bit. You know, let them go. Come on, seriously? Everybody knows Jeffrey Epstein's a frigging creep. But basically, they're legalizing creepdom in California. And gee, don't you think the Hollywood perverts are behind this? You know, Roman Polanski ain't the only one. Come on.
He's still hiding out.
He still asked. Yeah, he tried petition to get back to the United States a couple of months ago and got turned down again. Boy, you know he's rooting for Biden. Oh, my God. So anyway, that's what's going on in California. I mean, it's just disgusting. You know, they're picking on churches that just, you know, sell a few mushrooms. You know, you can't provide
just a few mushrooms.
They can't provide power to run the eighth largest economy in the world. Of course, they're not trying to run the eighth largest economy in the world because it could help Trump. It's burning to hell because the tree huggers won't let them clear brush. I mean, if they just cleared brush every year, California's fire problems would probably get cut in half or two thirds. But they won't.
Well, when you build a state in a desert, you're going to have problems. That's the one thing that people don't understand. Is most of California at one point it was a desert, and they brought water from the Colorado River in to create the farmlands that they have now. Yeah. But it's still a desert.
Northern California is beautiful though. And that a lot of the fires are in Northern California this year. So it's all over. But anyway, California's a mess. And if California and Oregon and Washington State want to secede from the union, go right the fuck ahead. Then all we have to put up with is New York and Illinois and New Jersey. Rhode Island doesn't count. Nobody cares about Rhode Island or Connecticut. Massachusetts occasionally has some sense.
Well, but you know, with California, you know, say California is a mess, and a lot of that has to do with the politicians. But is California just starting to be an occurrence, or has this been going on for years and years? I mean, we're just starting to see, you know, like Nancy Pelosi's district and how much of a shithole it is.
Well, they've totally rigged elections now.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it's now Tampa 8, New York 2. Anyway.
Thing about the weather in California is the weather in California has always been like that because they basically created artificial farmland due to the Colorado River. But there's other states that use the Colorado River, too. And yeah. The California just can't take the whole thing for themselves, even though they'd like to.
Well,
you can't even harvest rainwater in California.
These are Kamala's people. America. Okay. Do you really want this crazy shit all over our country? I say no. Anyway, we had some excitement in Barre, Massachusetts this week too. Speaking of Massachusetts,
we never have anything up that way anymore, especially
because there's nothing up here.
Well, we used to give us our lovely lady.
Yeah.
The
animal control officer.
Yeah. We haven't heard from her for a while.
That's because they screwed everything up. Okay. No, they sanitized the police postings.
Oh, so yeah.
Oh, so they took all the fun out of it.
Yeah, it's not somebody wrote it. They just use stock phrases now.
Oh, that's no fun.
I know.
I liked when the old lady wrote it because she was hysterical.
Yep.
But anyway, the only reason we give a shit about the excitement in Barre, Massachusetts is because that's CB's hometown. And we had a serious, serious incident happen there this week.
Yes.
A 71-year-old was charged with murder, admitted to killing his landlord.
Yeah. It's just odd. And then after he killed the man.
Robert Ledger, that's his name.
Yep. He went next door, knocked on the neighbor's door, told her that he just killed someone and was going to be going to jail, and handed her an envelope full of cash and said, "This is for the girls."
The neighbor's girls.
Well, it was never clear. We think they seem to think it was for the grandchildren of the victim.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, when they arrived, they found a victim with multiple gunshot wounds inside a Toyota Prius. Oh, God. Are you serious? A Toyota Prius.
You've got to realize where I live, man.
Yeah, I understand. The victim, whose prosecutors said was Ledger's landlord, was pronounced dead a short time later. And he lived in a small house on the property where the shooting happened. I'm wondering if this is simply a case where he couldn't afford to pay his rent because of the China virus, and that the landlord wanted his rent and he got mad and he shot him. So then this will probably be listed as a COVID death.
That would work. Well, yes, it will be.
You know, don't mind the three bullets in his body. It's a COVID death. Oh, God. So that's your excitement for the week?
That's our excitement for the year.
How far away was that from you, where you live?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
I drive by the road that it happened on. I drive by that road all the time.
Oh, boy.
Good thing there's no ricochets, huh?
Yeah, really. Nobody else was involved. It's just a really odd story. I mean, these guys knew each other for decades.
Well, that's long enough to piss somebody off.
Yeah, the man accused of murder had been friends with him for years, worked for him sometimes. It's just really bizarre. There's something really strange that happened.
Well, I guess that friendship's over.
Yeah, you would think.
You know, that reminds me of that t-shirt I should have gotten. It's, at my age, life imprisonment just isn't the deterrent it used to be.
Yeah.
We should get that guy one of those t-shirts.
Yep. That would be a good idea.
Now, also speaking of New England, Florida's getting sick of you New Englanders harassing us about our dangerous animals. So we apparently sent you some.
Just one.
Well, that's a start.
That's enough for us up here. We had one here at one of our local towns, and the whole everybody went ape shit.
Police are searching for an alligator on the loose in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah, it's Willimantic, Connecticut. It's near Eastern Connecticut State University. That alligator's going to have to go a ways to get to you then.
Yeah.
I know where that is, and I know where you are. So, yeah, well, alligators are fast, though.
I understand that, but they're looking in Connecticut. There's over 3.5 million acres in Connecticut. That alligator can be in a lot of places.
Well, as long as it doesn't bite you in the ass, you're okay.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't gone to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun in a while, so I think I'm safe.
Yeah, but they're worried about this. It was sighted in a ravine near Eastern Connecticut State University. The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection confirmed they're looking for the reptile. Alligators are typically found in southern states like Florida and Louisiana.
Good.
And it's as far north as North Carolina. However, they've been sighted over the years in Connecticut, usually a result of pet owners illegally disposing of them in the wild. Yeah, my pet alligator got to 6 feet. I let him loose.
That's pretty much what happens. It's like, holy shit, he doesn't fit in the bathtub anymore.
Oh, God. People are nuts. Anyway, so the big thing that's happening this week is the MFL starts on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better. I can tune out now. All right.
I call it the MFL. It's the Marxist Football League. I got a bone to pick my hometown Bucks, but I want to look at the opening week. Not who's going to win, but who's going to allow fans. Okay? Who's going to allow fans into the stadiums to watch these games? More than half the NFL 32 teams, including the Atlanta Falcons, have ruled out spectators to start or for all the season. Five teams have announced plans to have a limited number of spectators during the initial games. Others remain hopeful to receive state or local approval to host fans this season. Guess which states don't have much hope?
Florida.
No, Florida's fine. Except for Tampa, which I'll bitch about in a minute. But no, California and New Jersey.
Yeah, those teams suck anyway.
And Pennsylvania. Matter of fact, Philadelphia has said no more than 10 people at any event anywhere until January.
No more than 10 people?
Yeah. So you can pretty much forget about watching the Eagles. No, it's 100 people. That's what it is, 100 people. But yeah, you got more players than that at a damn game. So I don't know. They're going to have to cut their rosters to go play the Eagles? I don't know.
Maybe that's their secret plan.
Well, it kicks off Thursday night. That's September 10th. And it's going to be the world champion Kansas City Chiefs playing the Houston Texans or the Texas team. Yeah. What are they called? Yeah, Houston Texans. The team that had a 21-0 lead on them in the championship game and then got humiliated the rest of the way. It's pretty friggin' bad. But Kansas City is going to allow people in. Kansas City is going to allow about 16,000 people, 22% of their stadium capacity. They announced that weeks ago. Okay. The Colts are going to allow no more than 25% capacity. The Cowboys are going to have a limited capacity for all games, but it's going to be around 20-some%. So you're still looking at 13,000-15,000 people. Actually, the Cowboys, that could be more like 20,000 there because they can actually get 90,000 in that place. The Dolphins, who open up in week two at home, have a maximum of 13,000 fans allowed at their regular season opener, September 20th against Buffalo. And the Jacksonville Jaguar fan capacity is limited to 25% at all games. So that's going to be 15,000-16,000.
Yeah, we're not getting any people in the games in New England either for September.
Well, I mentioned the Dolphins and the Jaguars are on the list of five teams. They are both Florida teams. So are Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Different part of Florida.
Yeah, the part of Florida where the COVID is less than it is in Miami or Jacksonville.
Well, they want to keep it that way, I guess.
Now, in this first article, it said no plans announced. Well, I'm a season ticket holder for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The plans were announced. The plans were, fuck you until at least October 18th when we play the Packers in Game 3 at home. That's the first game they're even going to think about having fans in.
Mm.
It's friggin' horrible. Now, Buffalo, that's in New York. Guess how many fans they're having? None. But the Dolphins seat 65,000. They're allowing 20% in. The Patriots, 66,000. How many are coming there?
None.
Maybe later this season, but they haven't got approval yet from the state. New York Jets, that's in New Jersey, though. 82,500 in that stadium. How many are allowed to come, Governor Phil Murphy? None. The order's in place until further notice. Baltimore Ravens, it's in Maryland. It's a Republican-run, sort of Republican-run, Democratic state. Nothing. Now, they put a proposal out for 14,000 fans, and they didn't get an answer on it, so they put a new proposal out for 7,500 fans. But the local public health officials, the ones in Baltimore, bitched about it. So, you know, and that's a Democratic-run city. Too bad the coach is a Republican. That's probably why. Cincinnati Bengals. Ohio, Republican-run state. They haven't got a waiver from the city yet.
I wonder if they're going to get one.
The Cleveland Browns. They apparently do have a waiver, and they will be signing up to, they don't give a total number, but they're going to have groups of 1 to 10 people with season tickets sitting next to each other. I mean, this is just absolutely knuck and futz. You know, you can social distance. These stadiums hold 65,000 people. Some of them hold more. Not many hold less. You know the other thing the NFL wants to do? The first 8 rows of the seats, the ones closest to the field, which are not the best seats, by the way. But
no, it's tough to see down there.
No. That's why the ones up above them cost more.
Yeah.
Trust me. But the first 8 rows, even when they do play, the first 8 rows are going to be covered with advertising.
Ah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Gee,
yeah.
How unusual.
The owner of the Oakland Raiders said, my idea was to put up plexiglass and let the people sit there. NFL didn't even look at that. Herr Goodell didn't even consider that one.
Well, they've got to give the advertisers something, because the leagues of the TV stations have spent so much money for the rights to broadcast the NFL.
Yeah, but this is gonna be advertising that the local guys get paid for. I'll bet you. But how would you like to be the Los Angeles Rams or Chargers, or the Las Vegas Raiders? Okay, all three teams, they're going to a new stadium in LA and a new stadium in Las Vegas, $1.6 or $1.9 billion, depending on which one you're looking at. Almost $2 billion stadiums here, okay? They're not allowed to have anybody come to them.
Ugh.
The owners are on the hook for a lot of that money.
Well, I'm sure they are.
The Al Davis' son, who owns the Raiders now, he said he won't go to the games either. If the fans can't come, I ain't going. He says it's bullshit. I like Al Davis's son.
Should go. Somebody's got to cheer him on.
He's a weird looking dude, though.
They're pumping in crowd noise, right?
Yeah, the Colts are going to have 2,500 for their opener.
They pump in crowd noise anyway, as Brady said. Did you see all that?
Well, the pumping in crowd noise thing is interesting, because I was listening to the NFL Network today when I was riding around going somewhere, and they were talking about the audibles. You remember Peyton Manning used to go up there and he'd yell, Omaha, Omaha, hut,
yeah,
hut, you know, and everybody could hear him because Peyton Manning took charge and the home crowd was quiet when he was running the offense. Well, now there's not going to be anybody to make any noise. You're going to be able to hear everything, the defensive calls, the offensive calls. You're going to have to game plan your at-the-line audibles, because with everybody being able to hear them, they're going to be able to figure out that particular call means a run to the left. That particular call means cancel the run, we're throwing a pass. You know, you think the Houston Astros stole some signs. This is going to be easy for these guys. And I don't think all the stadium noise pumped in the world is going to be able to keep you from hearing this stuff. Plus, what about the players that curse all the time?
Well, remember the XFL, where you could hear the plays being called in, you could hear the coach conversation with the quarterback. That was awesome.
I thought it was kind of cool too.
Yeah, I like that.
And look at, I don't follow sports, but look at all the people who buy headsets for racing and tune into the frequencies and listen to the pit crews and stuff like that. So, I mean, people are interested in that part of sports. I mean, at least I think.
I don't understand why a football game on September 13th is any more dangerous than a football game on October 18th. You know, what the hell?
Hey, I got a question about these football games. Yeah. Are they going to be wearing masks on their helmets? Okay, I didn't know. I just curious. Nope. So you don't think that there's not going to be a humongous outbreak of coronavirus?
There's like 1,800 players in the NFL, maybe a little more than that, because the practice squads are bigger this year. There's only four players currently on the COVID list. There's only four players in the entire league that can't play right now. That's it. Four.
Yeah, they pretty much bubbled them up the same way they did with the hockey players and the basketball players. Not so much with the baseball players.
I sent a letter to my hometown Bucks. Okay, because, you know, not only are the Bucks a favorite, a betting favorite. I'm not saying it's correct or not, but they are a betting favorite to get to the Super Bowl. From the NFC with the addition of Tom Brady and Gronkowski and now Leonard Fournette, who's a hell of a good running back. They got Shady McCoy, who's an excellent third down back still, very experienced. And they have a kick-ass defense, and they have a much improved offensive line. And they have wide receivers out the yin-yang. So they are a big favorite. I want to go see them. What happened? What happened when I want to go see him? No, they don't. Won't tell me nothing. So the Bucks sent me out a letter this week. Where the hell's my Bucks folder? Oh, there it is, down here. They sent me out a letter this week, and they said an important season pass member update. Dear Zip, thank you for your incredible patience and support you've shown our organization. As we have continued to adjust to the difficult effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, blah, 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 blah.
And then, is that what they said?
Yeah. And then they were telling me, that, that I have exclusive club member benefits. I can get NFL Red Zone for free. All I have to do is enter my season ticket number in there. Okay. I can get NFL Game Pass online. Okay. I can get the National Football League Extra Points credit card. Ooh. I can get Sirius XM. Ooh. I've already got all that shit. I don't want the credit card, but everything else I've already got. So I sent them a letter, which they'll see when they show up to work tomorrow. I said, thanks, but I have all that plus NFL Sunday ticket. I'd bet a majority of season ticket holders do too. So I have two questions. One, how long after August 16th does it take to mail the gift package? Because they said the gift packages to season ticket holders were going out after August 16th. It's now September 7th. I live roughly 13 miles from the stadium.
Yeah, the trip wasn't too bad.
Yeah, the Pony Express could have got it here by now. Question two. Why would Tampa Bay close their stadium for a month when Miami's seating 13,000 in week one? Their China virus numbers are way worse than ours. And then I went, okay, three questions. Why isn't management half as tough as the players or the fans or the Dolphins? I'm sure I'm going to be on their shit list, but I don't care. Denver Broncos, a mile high field, 76,000 seats. 76,000. Democratic governor, Democratic mayor, no fans. And that's the opening Monday night game, September 14th. They're playing Tennessee in the second game. I guess that's at 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah, that's some weird thing.
Yeah. So, but poor Vegas. I love Vegas. Raiders owner Mark Davis followed through on an earlier feeling by emailing Raiders season ticket holders last Monday. Tell them if fans aren't allowed at the home games this season. And he said earlier, if no fans can attend home games, neither would he. It's a unique situation for the Raiders, who moved into a sparkling new 65,000 seat, $1.9 billion palace off of the Las Vegas Strip. But because the NFL wants the first eight rows of seats from the field blocked off to create more social distancing for players and to create advertising revenue via tarps covering said seats, Davis is nonplussed. He says the optics are terrible. Advertising on top of seats belonging to people, you're telling them they can't come to the game. Davis said his idea of installing a plexiglass barrier that rather than blocking off the seats was never even discussed at the NFL. He says, I'd rather have everybody pissed at me than just one person. I got to make it up to them, and I will. This is about safety and equity. And SoFi Stadium is the new stadium in L.A. That was also listed as a $1.9. So I guess both of them were $1.9 billion stadiums.
It's a lot of money, whatever it is.
It's insane. It's friggin' insane. And the NFL just doesn't give a shit anymore. They'd rather be politically correct than cater the... You know, we've said it before. It's friggin' entertainment. You know, you guys know who Jason Whitlock is?
Yes.
Slim, I don't know if you don't.
I don't know.
He's a sports writer and he's a commentator. He's in his he's in his late 50s. He's been around for a while. There isn't much this guy hasn't seen. He's also a black man. And I emphasize the word man because there's so few left. He had a column last week that made me cheer. Mainly that he calls out Hair Goodell and his Black Lives Matter buddies. And too few people have read it. So I want to hit you the highlights. This is on Outkick.com. If you haven't gone to Outkick.com, try it. Okay.
That's an interesting website.
It is a very interesting website. And if you want to join the upper tier and get inside crap and stuff, it's like $99 a year. But you can read their main stuff for free on the site. Whitlock's column 6 days ago, it said, Cowardice, 2020 pandemic ravaging Roger Goodell, Troy Vincent, and the NFL. He starts it out, the real pandemic destroying America isn't COVID-19. It's a lack of principle-based, unselfish, masculine leadership. It's a failure of men, an en masse surrender to a secular culture that pursues status, wealth, and power by any means necessary. I mean, right there, he's never going to get into a DNC again. We're 8 days from the start of professional football, now four, three. And it's clear my beloved National Football League will follow the NBA's path of turning its games into shrines for Black Lives Matter. The names of so-called victims, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Jacob Blake, Eric Garner, Michael Brown. Now, Eric Garner is a victim. I'll give him that one. Breonna Taylor, I'm having second thoughts on after I read more about it this week. Apparently, her boyfriend shot a cop as they came through the door. So she's the one standing there with a gun. And her boyfriend was wanted on drug charges, things like that. Michael Brown is no victim. That's for sure. George Floyd, I still feel bad about, although he was going to die anyway. These names will appear on the back of NFL helmets. Okay. Now this is the same league that refused the Cowboys, to put a Dallas Sheriff's Department star on the back of their helmets after five Dallas police officers were gunned down by a crazy mass murdering BLM guy a couple years ago. Five police officers were killed by this guy. Can you honor the police? No. Can you honor Michael Brown, who attacked a policeman and got shot for it? Yes, that's fine. So he says, Tuesday in a joint news conference, Commissioner Goodell and his top assistant, who's also a black man, Troy Vincent, publicly announced their capitulation to BLM, a.k.a. Bigots Love Marxism. Okay, this is a black guy who's calling Black Lives Matter Bigots Love Marxism. This guy's got some serious cojones on him. I love this. Crazy. The NFL stands with the black community, the players, clubs, and fans, Goodell said. Confronting recent systemic racism. Oh, I hate that term. With tangible and productive steps is absolutely essential. We will not relent in our work. We will redouble our efforts to be catalysts for the urgent and sustainable change our society and communities so desperately need. Well, yeah. Then how about stop shooting little black kids? I'd be okay with that. I'd be fine with that. You know, I think that's pretty damn racist shooting all these little black kids. And then he goes, blah, 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 blah. By listening and working and understanding our players, We build a foundation for tangible change through our Inspire Change initiative. Basically, what that is a very rich white guy saying, don't come after me. What Mr. Whitlock says is, there's so much wrong with Goodell's statement, I can hardly know where to begin. He stands for the black community. The white kids burning down Portland and Seattle in the pretense of Black Lives Matter represent the black community? Question mark. Confronting recent systemic racism, there's no proof George Floyd's death had anything to do with his race. None. Same with Jacob Blake. Breonna Taylor? Question mark. According to an excellent long-form story in the New York Times, the night of her death, police executed four separate raids related to the drug case involving her and her ex-boyfriend. There was gunfire at just one of the raids, and that was sparked by her new boyfriend firing at and hitting a police officer first. Whitlock continues, you could argue there's a systemic overreaction to criminal resistance by law enforcement, but it's nearly impossible to trace the overreaction to race. This week, L.A. County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a black man, Dijon Kizzy. He's the seventh man L.A. Sheriff's deputies have killed since George Floyd's death. That was the end of May. The reason you don't know about this is because the victims have been black, white, and Hispanic. So let's look at Goodell and Vincent's NFL Starsky and Hutch of police investigations. Vincent says NFL players have the right to sit out games to protest social injustice. Okay, systemic racism, that always bothers me when they say that. This is a country that elected a black man twice. There is a congressional black caucus for all the black members of Congress. Well, all the Democratic black members of Congress. If you're a Republican black member of Congress, they won't let you join. We have black leaders in industry, in education, in politics, and in sports. These guys who, you know, some of them are brilliant. We talked about that a week or so ago. And some of them are, you know, just tremendous athletes, but they're, you know, they don't do so well in the Wonderlic test. That's the IQ test the NFL applies to rookies. These guys are making, what's a rookie minimum this year? $675,000 or something like that?
That's a lot of money. Not that their careers are that long.
Yeah, but they're making $675,000 a year. How many people listen to the show make $675,000 a year?
Not me. No, I understand what you're saying, yeah. But if you only make it for 2.5 years, you got to find something else to do.
That's $1.3 million.
Yeah.
So that's the same as making $50,000 a year for 26 years. $50,000 is the mean income in America. That's average. Okay, if you're flipping burgers, it's $20,000, $25,000. So come on. So anyway, he says disagreement with how police respond to high stress situations is the new sick day. Do all workers have the right to be sick on how police respond, or is this right solely reserved for NFL and NBA players trying to build social media brands? I've yet to mention Vincent's most infuriating comment. He defended his push to get NFL owners to embrace Black Lives Matter by referring to his Christian faith. And I'm not going to bother with the quote, but he said, then Whitlock continues, Black Lives Matter is funded in Marxism. Its founders have publicly acknowledged they're trained in Marxist political theory. Karl Marx was an atheist who preached religion as the opiate of the oppressed. Marxism, communism, and socialism are all hostile towards religion. Yet Troy Vincent uses religion to say, we're okay with the Marxists. So Whitlock's comment is, Vincent is building a bridge to Satan. Anyway, Hollywood's popular culture, which is controlled by white liberals, has been defining black culture as degenerate, criminal, and materialistic and sexually hedonistic for at least six decades. For the last 30 years, commercial hip-hop music is their main injection needle to impose this morally bankrupt culture. It has worked. Black Americans went from being defined by black religious leaders to black drug dealers turned rappers. They've gone from Martin Luther King to Tupac. That's a hell of a line, isn't it?
That's an interesting, yeah.
Let's see. No one thinks any, all this stuff is weird, crazy, or dangerous? Question marks. Is this a good old-fashioned Christian bridge building? I don't think so. Jason says, I believe in the concept of religious redemption, but this isn't a game of Monopoly where you land on the police brutality square and get a free trip to hero worship. The content of his character, wisdom, and work transformed street criminal Malcolm Little into revered leader Malcolm X. It wasn't a police bullet. It was hard work. Malcolm X, whether you love him or hate him, Malcolm X earned his status. Okay? It wasn't because some cop shot him and liberals gave his family $15 million. Actually, Floyd wasn't even shot. He was overdosing on drugs and they treated him like shit, but that's another story. These people are Blake, Floyd, Taylor are all victims of their own bad decision-making coupled with the flawed decision-making of police. In a righteous society, bad decisions don't create heroes. They spawn victims and losers. The New York Times story referenced earlier in this piece spells out how Breonna Taylor couldn't escape her awful decision to date and assist a career drug dealer. His problems became her problems. But white liberal-controlled black culture celebrates black drug dealers and black criminality. He goes on some more about that. And he also mentions Barack Obama cozied up to Jay-Z, the same way Joe Biden snuggled with Cardi B. Now the NFL's in bed with Black Lives Matter and plans to honor Jacob Blake more enthusiastically than black men and women who spent their lives achieving greatness. It's a failure of leadership. Roger Goodell and Troy Vincent want to save their jobs, their huge salaries, and protect their safety more than they want to do what's right for the NFL and our country. They don't want the violent BLM and Antifa protesters outside their homes, offices, and stadiums. They fear the possibility of the social media mob calling for their removal because they know their corporate allies in the media and business sector won't stand on principle either. Cowardice 2020 is the real pandemic. Jason Whitlock, you are a friggin' American hero. It took a lot of balls to say that. And I dare you to go through his article, outkick.com, and show me where he's wrong on anything. Because I've read the article 5 times, and I've researched things on it. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, Breonna Taylor, I didn't know a bunch of stuff about that I probably should have known. I do now.
I would just like to tell you, before you say hi to the kids and stuff, but while we were doing our show, I was chatting live with a Facebook representative trying to fix a Facebook problem. And they told me at the end they were going to send me a survey. And they just sent me a voicemail. They just called me to ask, you know, to do the survey.
Right.
And they're calling from Kuala Lumpur is where their Facebook survey is calling from. Because it says, awesome. This is Andrea calling from Facebook. You know, I mean, they were
Andrea from Kuala Lumpur.
From Kuala Lumpur. So there you go. Yeah. I just found that.
I'm buying that.
Did you have any other stories before we say hi to the kids?
I appreciate you giving me the time to get that in because I put that article up on Facebook. And I mean, almost anything I put up on Facebook is going to get 15 or 20 likes, right?
Yeah.
And at least 15 or 20 click-throughs and people look at what I post. I got absolutely nothing on that one. Nothing. The only like on it was mine, which the only reason I like my own stuff is because it shows up on the feed faster, right? And which you taught me years ago. And I got nothing on that. So I'm thinking Facebook blocked the friggin' article.
Oh, they're doing a lot of censoring.
Just didn't tell me.
They're doing a lot of sense.
Yeah, we can't have a black man talking truth to the mob power. You know, and they're saying we gotta change. You gotta accept this. You gotta accept that. We can't change unless we all get along, people.
This is true. You know,
if we can't live together as brothers, we're gonna perish together as fools. And I'll tell you what, November 3rd, we're gonna start perishing together as fools. I can tell you right now.
So we are. Hey, say hi to the kids.
Hey, LJ. Hey, Wesley. Right. Don't listen.
Yeah, don't listen. Don't forget, download the app on Google or Apple, Zone Out Radio. That is the home of Off the Hook Radio, and it will be the home of Idle Radio Show when we return in you know, February, January, March, whatever it is.
We're not homeless. Yeah. This is
we'll,
awesome.
We'll, we'll see how much baby ass Katie has left.
Yeah, so, you know, download the app. It's available. What are we closing with? Oh, wait, before we close, hold on.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Thank you. I had to.
You got the Warren Zevon song up, or you go the original?
I'm ready to go. Warren Zevon. Let's
there
do
you
it.
Go.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.